When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions you need to take or may choose to take to attract a rich, abundant life full of success, wealth, happiness, and joy. In fact, at this very moment, I send you thoughts of success, wealth, and prosperity. Just think on those thoughts, success, wealth, and prosperity. Think about them, write them down, speak them, and do that over and over and over. And I promise you, if you stay with that, your life will never be the same. The life you choose is based solely on the thoughts you choose. The actions you take are totally your choice. Today, I'll be talking about various topics, as I do every week. If something pops up in your mind that you'd like to share, please call in and share your challenge, share your successes, and share your breakthroughs. What can you share that helps others have a better, improved life? Always remember, dear friend, whatever good you give away that puts a smile on somebody's face, that helps someone solve their challenge, that helps someone reach their goals, leaves you feeling better, happier, and more abundant. Be sure and wish for success and happiness and prosperity for every person you think about today, that you encounter as you walk along the street or into the grocery store or into the village, into the city, take the train, see on the bus, anywhere, silently wish them happiness, prosperity, and success. If somebody, whether it's a friend, a stranger, acquaintance, or family member, shares a challenge with you or you hear about it, silently see them as successors, not victims. See them as victors, not victims. See them as prosperity, as full of wealth, as full of success and happiness. Once again, and I can never say it enough, the good you wish for somebody comes back to you over and over. This is very often a simple rule of life, of energy of the universe, of the law of attraction that people overlook. It's so simple to bring good to others, which comes back to you in multiples. This is the key. The more abundant you feel, and you feel abundant when you give good thoughts of success, of solutions to challenges to other people, when you help other people reach their goals, you feel more abundant. The more abundance you then attract into your life. Why is that? Because it is a law. When you feel abundant, you attract abundance. When you feel success, you attract success. When you feel victorious, you attract victory. Those are the laws of the universe. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. What you think and what you feel is what you attract into your life. That's very simple to do. It's very simple to understand. Then what is the challenge? It is so easy to do. It is also so easy not to do. Why is that? We get caught up in the news of the day, in the bad news of the day. This is how the news media sells their information. And I acknowledge and we are grateful for the news media. These are good men and women who do this very important job. But your job is to keep the positive energy in your mind. Yes, you can do that in spite of what is reported on, what you hear about from people who are negative, from the people who complain. That's not your job to change the media or change the people around you. Your job is to change the most important person on the planet, and that is you. If you want to change your life, change your circumstances, change your thinking, it all begins with you. And that is a theme you'll hear about over and over and over. I see we have a caller. I'm going to give the calling information in just a moment. Let's see what the caller has in just one moment. Let's see here. Hello, caller. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? Hello, is the caller there? Okay, I guess not. All right. So, where I was is that it does not matter what happened to you yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. It does not matter what someone did to you or should have done or could have done yesterday, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. Here at Wealthy Thoughts, we focus on today's thoughts and your vision for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and several years from now. We're looking forward. We're writing our goals for forward and a forward vision. Here is a call-in number. It's 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. Outside the United States, just add the country code for the U.S. That's 001. So the number would be 001-646-652-2293. Let's see. We've got another caller. We'll see what's on their mind. Just a moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
It's Richard Levy at Wealthy Thoughts. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
You're very
excited.
I'm so happy. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jennifer. I'm calling from San Jose, San Francisco, California.
Very good. The West Coast, United States. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts. I'm so glad you called in. It's 9:07 in the morning on the beautiful West Coast. Well, what is on your mind today? Please share with us what we can talk about with you.
I mean, I'm so excited because I'm following you for a long time, and I really always find you. And all you hello?
Yes, I am so glad you've been following me. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You really help me in my life with all your thinking. You know, sometimes I'm working and I'm listening to you, and it's really, really helpful. My life is changing a lot because of you.
Well, thank you, my dear friend. Big hugs. I feel your energy, and I send you thoughts of even more success and prosperity. Could you share with me, with the audience, are you receiving the daily prosperity message every day?
Yes, I am every day. I'm really enjoying every day, and I'm really follow during all my day the thinking, and I'm using all the tools that you explained to us, and about changing the mind, and I am really worried, you know, really. And I don't know how life, you know, direct me to you guys.
Well, I am so happy to hear this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a subscriber, what the caller is talking about, on my website of thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, you can subscribe free, no charge whatsoever, receive the free daily prosperity message, which is what she's talking about. This is how she starts her day, by reading a prosperity message, and that supplements the other work you may be doing, your gratefulness journal, writing your goals. We'll talk about goals in a moment today, but this is a fantastic way to start your day.
Yes, I'm writing my goals too, and I'm also meditating. I'm doing yoga too.
Fantastic.
I was like having a lot of sicknesses during long time, so I was working so hard, and I was posting things, but my body was feeling with different things, my leg, one thing to another. For like 2 years, I was sick. So I say something. I'm doing something wrong. What is that? What is that? What life is trying to tell me with all that sicknesses? And then you appear with your baby show, and also I just start to do meditation. I just start to yoga. And really helped me. Every day I feel much better. And I really want to share with everybody. I'm doing some classes of yoga and meditation one by one, and help other people to stay. They very clear that we do our life by our feelings. We attract whatever we think. So that's why I'm very careful right now with whatever I'm thinking, and also I'm sending love and gratitude to people, to everybody around. Because I used to be kind of like a judgment. Very judgment to everybody. I don't want something like that, or I really want something, and then I see that that's not the right thing. I don't know. I believe that it's a higher power that they know what is the best for me. So now whatever happened in my life, I'm happy and thankful. And also when I see people that look excited or I feel something, that person is a reflection of me. I say thank you because they are so fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
First of all, thank you once again for sharing your successes, your changes, and I'd like to comment on those because it is so beautiful of you to share your positive experiences with our listening audience all around the world. And ladies and gentlemen, the connection may not be the best in the world from her side. I'm not sure if it's a cell phone, but I would like to comment on some things she's talking about. She's starting her day with positive thinking with the Daily Prosperity message I sent out. She's also meditating. She's choosing to meditate on powerful words that change her energy, which changes her life. And she talked about a health challenge that she had some discomfort in her legs. And again, I always have to legally mention a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, and I do not prescribe any medical cares or cures. That's not my job to do. But my job and responsibility is to share with you the power of your thoughts. I have another listener in state of California whose mother has passed on, but her mother had stage four cancer. I'm going to make the long story very short. And the family began, unbeknownst to the mother, sending the mother thoughts of health and happiness. It's going to sound far-fetched and a little bit ridiculous, but they pictured this woman playing volleyball on the beach, laughing, having belly laughs, eating healthy food, vegetables and fruits, and laughing, going to the movies, bowling, whatever. That is far-fetched. I agree with you. What happened to the woman? Her cancer was gone, was cured, was out of the way. Now, she was still taking her medical treatment. She was cured, cancer-free for some 18 months, and then it came back and she passed on. Now, what happened? I can never explain. Nobody can explain. But the important thing, my point about that, ladies and gentlemen, is this. whether it's health challenges or financial challenges, it's so easy to start your day with gratefulness, as my caller from San Jose is talking about, being thankful and grateful. But it's so easy not to do it also, to let go. And that is a danger that I want to make you aware of. When we start to feel that we've reached success, that we're at our limit, that it can't get better, then we stop doing our morning meditations and our gratefulness entries into our journal and write our goal. So it's real important, those who want to change their lives, you have to change your thinking and keep your thinking changed, your thoughts changed. And also our lady in California, in San Jose, our caller, teaches yoga, and she's passing on to her students how they can have a better life through their thinking and feel better. So once again, giving away thoughts of generosity, of goodness to others, only comes back to you. And then she was talking about attachments, and that's something I could talk about in another show. Sometimes we get attached to what's called attachment to the outcome. We want a definite positive result, and when we get so forceful to the universe of saying it must be this way, I must have this amount of money, I must have this relationship, I must have these many customers, the success flees away, runs away. That's not a way to attract energy. We attract attract success. We attract success by building our energy up, becoming a better person within ourselves by listening to shows like this and other shows and reading books on personal development. Anything else you'd like to say to us, my dear friend in San Jose?
I want to say thank you to you. You're really inspiring me, and I'm sure that you are inspiring a lot of people, and I'm happy because you do your dream things that I'm going to do because of you, because you inspire us. Thank you so much. I really, really thank you, love and gratitude forever.
Thank you very much. My love to you, my dear friend. Big hugs, and I encourage you, keep going on the path. You're doing it perfectly. I congratulate you, and thank you so much for giving us a call this morning, and I look forward to hearing from you again on Wealthy Thoughts. All the best to you.
Best for you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there's a great example there of a lady who's practicing the thoughts of the morning, thoughts of generosity, thoughts of success, and thoughts of prosperity. I'll say this over and over. It's so easy to do, but it's also so easy not to do. It's so easy to neglect the importance of writing out our goals, writing out our gratitude in our gratefulness journal, or speaking our affirmations. These are subjects that we talk about often on Wealthy Thoughts. My phone number, if you wish to call in, is area code 646-652-2293. Now, if you are writing goals like this lady was talking about, our caller from, our dear friend from San Jose, California, United States, it's so important that you write goals every single day. Write your 2 to 3 goals on paper. I've talked about this. I actually talked about it last week. I want to emphasize it again. Get yourself a journal. Make the journal a friend of yours. Go spend $3. You can go get this at the local pharmacy or office supply, grocery store. And write out your goal statements. The goal statements should not be very long. Should be just a few words. I'm not saying to count them. They do not have to be 3 or 5 or 7 words. That's not what I said. But we don't want them to be too long so that you are not feeling in touch with the meaning of the goal. You want to put a date on it. A goal without a date is simply a dream. It's not going to happen. So what's my point about writing it every day? Write it out on paper. And then tomorrow, today is Saturday, and write it out on Sunday, on a Monday and Tuesday. Every time you write it, you're doing two things. One, you're making it clearer in your mind. You may find different words that make it clearer to you what exactly what you want. Because, and listen to this, the sooner you can feel the truth of your goal, you can visualize it, you can feel the reality of it, the sooner it's going to manifest. You'll run into the right people. You will run in, the right circumstances will come your way. You will read a book. You will see an answer driving along the freeway. Anywhere, the universe will reward you. So I do want to emphasize the importance of writing out your goals every single day. And by writing them out, there's a magic, if you want to call it a magic, it's a reality. I'd rather say that. When you use your free hand, not your computer, not Word, in your, whether it's a PC or it's an Apple product or whatever type of computer you have, when you type on the keyboard, it is effective, but it is not as effective as using your own handwriting. Keep your goals private. I always find it important to emphasize, keep your journal private. You do not need any negativity from friends or relatives who get into that book and ask you, how are you to go after this goal? How are you, you've never succeeded in the past, how can you reach it? Well, by writing out the goals and keeping them private, you're building up a reservoir of energy. And the more energy you feel, the more the universe recognizes that this is what you want. And it's a law of the universe that as long as you stay persistent in your mind, you'll reach success. The ones who are persistent mentally, the ones who are persistent with their actions, are the successful ones. If you have any comments about that, give me a call at 646-652-2293. You can also drop a comment on my Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. And that is my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And that's where you can sign up for the free daily prosperity message and join thousands of other. Now, I want to emphasize this, that when you write on paper, you are also able to write a life story, and that is a topic I want to talk about. What is a life story? Well, a life story is takes up a whole chapter in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. And a lot of us talk about how we are victimized, how somebody left us when we were children, how somebody mistreated us as children or as adults, how misfortunes happen, whether it's health, financial, relationships, whatever. And the more we talk about that victim story, the more bad that is going to come into our life. It is just a matter of the law of attraction. So how do you change that around? Start out with a new story. Get your journal once again. Get that tablet out. And write out in the present tense, not the past tense, yesterday, not the future tense, tomorrow. But you're writing a story of how you would like to see your life right now. If you are living, let's just say like this lady, the caller this morning from in San Jose, California, which is a very pretty place, but she wants to move to France or Australia or New York City or Miami, wherever, then she's going to write a story about living in these different cities. What would life be like? Would she be living in a condominium, an apartment, a house? Would you be living on the beach? Would you be in a relationship? If you're in a relationship, then you and your special other are living in this other place. What would life be like? You'd be walking to the bank. You may be making deposits, sizable deposits. What if your income is not that strong or your job security is not where you'd like to be? You're going to tell the universe you're already at the place of earning a strong income because in your life story, your new life story, you're writing about, I'm going into XYZ Bank. I'm not going to market any particular banks, but you're going into such bank on the corner of 5th Avenue and 57th, for example, or wherever it is, and I'm making a sizable deposit of $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever, and the bank teller is calling me by name and saying, thank you, congratulations on your fifth deposit this month or this week, however you want to say it. So there you're putting out to the universe that you already have financial freedom. And if it's more, you have the money, you have the income, but you want to live in a different part of the world, different part of the United States, what would life be like living in that particular place? do not let the limitations, what you see around you, how are you going to move? How can you sell your house, your apartment? How are you, if you're renting an apartment, how could you move? Well, the universe doesn't get involved with all the negativity and limitations unless, and this is very important, we bring it to the attention of the universe. Whatever we put our thoughts, where we put our focus, where we put our attention, is what we're going to attract to us in our life. So write your story about your friends. If you don't care to move, but you're happy where you are, I hear this from callers and through emails, they say they would like to be around more positive people. Well, write your life story. Regardless if you're in a small town with 50 people or you're living in New York City in Manhattan, it does not matter where you're living. Living in London or Paris, Munich or Sydney, write a life story. I am meeting my positive friends, my successful friends. They love me. I love them. They love listening to me. I love listening to them. They go to dinner with me. I go to dinner with them. We laugh. We have a good time. They're so positive, successful. They share their stories, success and prosperity. They share with me how ideas of success, how they reach their goals, and I feel great listening to these people. Do you see where I'm going with that? It doesn't matter if you're around negative people. What's very important is that you associate with positive, successful people. Remember, as I say over and over, the five people that you spend the most time with are going to have the effect on your thinking, your beliefs, and your imagination on where you end up in life, where you go in life. So it's so important, my dear friends, to associate with positive, successful people. And this is what we do in our Choosing Financial Freedom group that I have organized. It's just $300. We only accept people who are ready to learn how to change their lives, how to reach their goals. And in our Facebook group, which is a closed group, it is not for the public, it's only for people who've chosen to sign up and join our 8-week group and watch modules once a week. We talk prosperity, we talk success, just like we do on this free radio show, Wealthy Thoughts. So it's real important that you associate and surround yourself with positive, successful people. And if you have any questions about that or challenges about that, please give me a call today on our show, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that at area code 646-652-2293. Now, I mentioned just a moment ago about visualization. How many of you out there visualize your goals? It is so important that after you write your goals on paper, that you use the power of visualization. And how do you do that? So let's say that, once again, I'm using this example, you want to be a successful man or woman in New York City, and it could be anywhere in the world. I'm just using New York because a lot of people have either been to New York or you've seen pictures of it on the television or in the movies, and you have a good idea what New York looks like. So visualize your life in New York City. I don't care if you don't know anybody there and you do not have a job there, but you'd like to be successful in New York City doing whatever your passion is, fulfilling whatever your passion is. Well, then sit down, relax yourself. The best way to visualize is to begin feeling good beforehand. So read a positive affirmation like the Daily Prosperity Message or from your favorite motivational book. Read something that leaves you feeling good and energetic. Then quiet yourself. Of course, be alone, preferably a darker room. Make the temperature comfortable for you. And then spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes, longer is also okay, but at least 2-3 minutes, visualize yourself using your five senses, living in New York City. See yourself walking down Fifth Avenue. See yourself talking with imaginary friends. See yourself wearing either a suit or casual clothes, whatever is appropriate, and you're doing successfully whatever it is you love to do, whether it's working on Wall Street or working as an actor, working, owning a restaurant. See yourself having, doing whatever it is you want to do, and you are doing it successfully. You are having people thank you for making their lives better, helping them have a greater life. If you're an actor, you're seeing people in the audience who applaud, and they recognize you on the street, and they thank you for the great performance you've done. If you want to own a restaurant, you have the customers come up to you, and they say, thank you so very much for the great food. I felt so comfortable in your restaurant. I'm going to make the reservation for my company to come eat at your restaurant. I want to book the banquet room for 1,000 people. If you want to work on Wall Street, you have clients who thank you for investing their money correctly, appropriately, and the returns are great. They are referring people to you, customers, and they shake your hand, they hug you, whatever's appropriate. So do you get the idea? Visualization is very, very important. The problem is with visualization, a lot of us do it negatively. And what's that called? Worry or fear. In my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, I talk about, I'm simplifying it a little bit, but fear is an emotional picture, negative picture. A worry is a negative picture without so much emotion. And very often with a fear, fortunately, the bad thing does not happen. But however, a footnote about picturing negatively without much emotion, worry, there's a good chance, there's a good possibility that consistent worry, that becomes a neurotic experience, you'll start one way or the other attracting negativity, bad health, problems at work, problems in your relationships, problems with your finances. So it's real important that you learn how to change that negative visualization into something that's very positive. And fear is also visualization, but fear is a picture with a lot of emotion. And that means that to yourself that ironically, you want the bad thing to happen. No, that sounds silly. You don't really want the bad thing to happen. In fact, that's what I talk about often, a way to counteract the fears. That is to admit to yourself you do not want the bad thing to happen. But when whatever we picture, good or bad, with emotion, will become one way or the other in our a factor in our life. It will become a reality in our life. And we attract like attracts like. So when you visualize with emotion something bad happen, that's eventually going to happen, or something similar. So what we want to do is visualize a good thing, a job, a relationship, a promotion, following our passion, having a lot of money, being healthy, regardless of what our health is. Sit down, write it on paper. If you need help on getting a picture in your mind, write it on paper exactly what you'd like to have happen. If you have some kind of disease, health challenge, you would like to be active, regardless of how silly it might sound. You'd like to be going to the health club, to the gym, taking walks. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not recommending or not recommending exercise. I'm talking about visualization. That's something a doctor would want to recommend to you if you haven't been exercising, especially. But you want to, for those who have health challenges, I suggest writing out a description of yourself having a very active, exciting life in the health club, or taking walks, or hiking a mountain, whatever's appropriate for you, eating the right foods, regardless of your income. Visualize yourself or write on paper your diet is consists of fruits and vegetables and not so much of the sugars and the fatty things out there. Again, what if those thoughts come in your mind? How can you afford such food or good food? Well, by writing it in your journal and then visualizing, that's how you counteract those little voices, those negative voices. A note of warning, a caution, I should say. This comes up often. That is, it's so easy to visualize. It's so easy to journalize. It's so easy to write our goals and visualize them, but it's so easy not to do. And that is what happens to a great amount of people. We let the emails, we let the texting, we let social media run our lives. Remember, when we turn on our computer or our cell phone and we see emails and we see jokes, and we see posts from people of how pretty their dog is. My wife and I have two beautiful dogs, and so I'm a dog lover. That's not my point. I'm talking about you and your energy and your thoughts. When you get involved with the television, the newspaper, reading on the internet, you are living your life according to other people's needs and wants and desires. You're not choosing your life to go in your direction. And if you find that this is challenging for you at the beginning, then cut back a little bit each day. If it's almost like an addiction, check your emails. Watch how often when you go shopping or you're walking down the street, people have to check their emails to see if somebody wrote them. Now, if it's a business deal, I understand that. But I'm talking about people seeing if you received a post from somebody on social media or you received an email from somebody that you wrote about telling them about your breakfast that morning. So take priority. Let your thinking, let your feelings take priority. Choose the life you want to live. And visualize the way you'd like to live your life. I talk about visualization in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. You can find that on my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And we have a module in my Choosing Financial Freedom group on visualization. And I'm there to support you because in our Choosing Financial Freedom group, it consists of 8 weeks of training and valuable information you'll receive through these modules. You'll watch once a week for about 45 minutes each. Of course, you can watch them as much as you want. So that it's not something that you not only read and hear about, but you feel and believe. That's so important in personal development. I want you to set that as a goal to begin reading more books, not only my material, but material from other people on how you can think and feel better and visualize better and have the life you want. You can have whatever you want in life. If you'd like to talk about that, give me a call at 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. Or leave me a post on my Facebook page at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. All right. Visualization is something I could talk about over and over, and I can even remember what happened to me as a child when I was riding my bicycle and I had a lot of money in my wallet, and the wallet, unbeknownst to me, of course, the wallet fell out of my pocket onto the street. About 20 minutes later, as I parked my bicycle as a young boy, and this was a considerable amount of money at that time period that I had saved up from working at the grocery store. My wallet was not in my pocket. Well, I had began reading positive thinking and personal development books as a very young teenager. And so what I simply did with calmness, with peace of mind, I visualized my wallet on the street. I visualized having it in my hand. So I started pedaling the direction I just came in from, back towards my home where I was living with my family, and I let go of the visualization. That's what happens when you feel like you've impregnated or you've loaded this energy into your mind. And, of course, you know what happened. I found the wallet. It was perfect, untouched, put it back in my pocket, and then rode on to my destination. Another example of visualization was when I was very young. I was invited to a wedding, and I was told the day of the wedding that I would be given a toast to the person getting married. and among in addition to other people. So I did not have one idea in my mind what I would say, and nor had I ever done something like this. I had no experience standing up among probably several hundred people and making a toast. I was very young at that time, just entering college, so I was probably 17, 18 years old. Well, I went home again, and I read a paragraph in one of my favorite personal development books. It was an affirmation. I read it over and over and felt energized, and I thought about the speech, the result I'd like to have. I thought about and visualized people laughing, belly laughing, enjoying my words, enjoying my witty comments, my humor, and still not knowing my mind what I'm actually going to say. This is what I did. I put it out to the universe, the result I wanted. Again, I read the affirmation, and then I thought about the result I wanted was that people would be laughing, be entertained by my comments, and I took a nap, laid down, took a nap for I don't know how long, 30, 45 minutes at the most, got up from the nap, and I was led to my desk, true story, and there was paper, there was a pen, and I wrote out exactly what I wanted to say that night. I felt good about it. I didn't even rehearse it. I did not memorize it. Then that evening at the dinner, I was called upon to make my toast. I stood up, raised my glass, and I began talking. And I did not even refer to the paper. It's been so long, I don't believe I did, because I had in my mind exactly what I was going to say. And, of course, what happened, exactly as I had visualized it, people began laughing, belly laughing. I can actually remember a certain couple laughing, looking at each other, at the humor, at the funny comments I made. Of course, they were all in kind nature. It was a wedding. It was a celebration. But it was a complete success. And I'm not bragging about me. I want to convince you of the importance of visualization. If you have any questions about that or anything we've talked about today on Wealthy Thoughts, please email me at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. That's wealthythoughts@gmail.com. And I want to talk about one of my daily prosperity messages and discuss that. And you are welcome to call if you have any questions about that whatsoever. One of the messages says this: so many of us want to change the people and the world around us so that we feel more secure. The rest of us decide to change ourselves so that we feel secure in our own world. Where are you on this? All right. What I want to comment about that is the meaning behind this message that actually I sent out yesterday. A lot of us are, for whatever reason, are not feeling as secure as we could be feeling within ourselves, feeling great about ourselves. So a way a lot of us feel that we could, or we think that a solution would be, is to change people around us, change the world, complain about the politics. There's a big election in the United States coming up, so people want to put down and criticize the other political party, or put down and criticize relatives, put down and criticize people at work, find out what's wrong, feeling that we can elevate ourselves by putting other people down. Well, what happens when we talk about the negative in life, what is bad, these very unwise people, unaware people, do not realize they're attracting ill health, financial problems, challenges to their relationships, and failure at work. Whenever you talk about negativity, it is not a free ride whatsoever. Remember, as I say over and over and over, the universe does not take a joke. What you talk about what you believe, what you visualize, is what you track, and that goes for good or bad. The universe doesn't care what you talk about, whether it's for you, against you, helpful or hurtful. The universe will take that as a command, and that's exactly what you get. So we want to be very aware of being in touch or in conversations with people or ourselves and that are negative, that are complaining, that are bitter. I challenge every one of you. I did this last week. I'll do it again. Take 30 days without complaining, without being negative, and watch what happens to you. Let go of being judgmental about people. Remember, the way to feel more secure within ourselves is to change ourselves. When we change ourselves, change our thinking, change our beliefs and feelings, we change the life around us. It does not matter about economics. It does not matter about taxes or about wars. All that is happening now, and guess what, my dear friends? It's happened since the beginning of mankind. It's beyond me to talk about when or where events around the world would change. What I focus on are events within you. That is something each of us can control if we choose to do that through our thoughts and feelings and the actions we take. It's very important that we remember not only to change our thoughts and feelings, but to take action. You've got to take action on what you want in your life. So that is the thought I want to leave with you about feeling more secure. We read and write our affirmations. We read and write our goals. We visualize our goals. We associate with positive, goal-oriented people, people who are perhaps even more successful from us. If you can find, and not if, but when you can find, I want to put the positive thought out there, the intention, a man or woman who is successful, who's a generous personality, invite them for a cup of coffee, invite them to lunch, invite them to dinner, and ask them questions over and over. How did they reach their goals? How do they stay positive? How did they handle challenges? Whatever is on your mind, ask questions and then seal your lips and let them talk. Take notes. Whatever they talk about, put it into a journal and review those notes over and over and over. So that is what I want to leave you with today. Again, we talk about this in our daily prosperity messages. Go to my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and you can leave a post on Facebook page, and that's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. And if you'd like to have a way to choose financial freedom, I want you to think about investing $300 into yourself, into your personal development, by joining our Choose Financial Freedom course. And send me a note at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and you'll see a link there, and I'll let you know how you can join us. It's a guaranteed program. If after 4 weeks of the 8 weeks, 4 weeks, you do not feel it's the best training you've received or that you've ever encountered, then just send me a note. I'll refund every penny that you've invested. Just ask yourself if $300 is important to change yourself, change your thinking, change your beliefs so that you can have the life that you like to have. We have a module once a week that come to you in your email, and then we discuss it over Facebook in a private group, and I'm there to answer your questions. It's only for people in the Choosing Financial Freedom group. It is not for the public, so we're not posting pictures of the hamburger we had or the pizza or where we went for vacation. This is purely focused on successful thinking and financial freedom. And if $300 wherever you are in life is too much for right now for you, then we'll take three payments, $100 each. So that's something for you to think about, and you can then begin to change your life. It starts with your thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great today to have you with us. Tune in soon on our next episode of Wealthy Thoughts. I want to remind you, whatever you think about, talk about, and write about is what you attract into your life. Therefore, why not begin to focus, choose to focus. It's a choice what you think about. It's a choice who you associate with. Why not choose to focus only on success, love, joy, harmony, and happiness? Be sure, as I said a moment ago, associate with successful, wealthy people. Let go of the negative people in your life. If you can't do that, then minimize your time around them. In my book, I talk about how to think in your mind, how to feel, and how to believe when you are surrounded by negative people, if it's because of a family affair or because of work that you are around negative people. It's still your job, I want to emphasize to you, to think thoughts of gratefulness, of love, of joy, of success, and prosperity. Let go of the negative people. If there's any way you can do it, please do that. I ask you to associate with people who are wealthy and successful. You'll begin thinking and feeling like they do. This is Richard Levy of Thoughts Make You Wealthy, which I actually believe in very strongly. I hope you're convinced of that after today's show. Remember, your thoughts lead you to take action that create prosperity. Be sure, my dear friends, to love and appreciate and admire the most important person you see in the mirror every single day. That is you. And remember, as I said at the top of the show, when you're walking down the street, when you're thinking of people, send them thoughts of success, prosperity. Wish people more success and wealth than they are wishing for themselves. I'm going to say it again. Be sure and wish for those around you, the people you see as you walk down the street or who you think about, more success, wealth, love, and prosperity than they are thinking about for themselves. It goes out to them, and it comes back to you in a most generous, prosperous, fantastic, loving way. We'll see you next time, my dear friends, on the next show, Wealthy Thoughts. Send your friends to our show. We'd love to have more listeners. And anytime you want to participate, like our dear friend did in San Jose, you're more than warmly invited. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas, saying bye-bye for now.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.